Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. Here are the top stories. The Directorate General of GST Intelligence conducted multiple searches at premises of a major cement manufacturer in Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh over the last 7 days and detected GST evasion of ₹17.2 crore. The DGGI, the enforcement arm of the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, has arrested a director of the company from Satna in Madhya Pradesh. The Trump administration has made some exceptions to the recent H-1B visa ban by allowing visa holders to enter the country if they want to return to the same job they had before the ban was imposed in June. Such H-1B visa holders will also be allowed to take their dependents, including spouses and children, along with them. Education technology company Unacademy, which is already one of IPL's sponsors, is eyeing the league's title sponsorship rights now and is set to submit its bid to replace Chinese mobile phone company Vivo this season. A BCCI official confirmed that Unacademy has picked up the bid papers but refrained from making any comments beyond that. All detailed records of COVID-19 patients are being used by the police in Kerala as part of adopting innovative and scientific methods for effective contact tracing, Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan said on August 12th. The Chief Minister assured that the details would not be used for any other purpose and there would be no intrusion into the privacy of the patients. The US budget deficit climbed to $2.81 trillion in the first 10 months of the budget year, exceeding any on record, the Treasury Department has said. The nation's budgetary shortfall is expected to eventually reach levels for the fiscal year that ends September 30th, more than double the largest annual deficit on record. More private firms joined the fray for running trains, with participation in the second pre-application meet going up to 23 from 16 prospective bidders earlier. Among the big corporates showing interest in the ₹30,000 crore private rail project are Bharat Forge, BEML, BHEL, Bombardier, CAF, Gateway Rail, GMR, Alstom, L&T, Siemens and Sterlite Power. The two large business conglomerates, Tata and Adani, remained absent in the conference. And that's all we have for you today. Goodbye for now.